And as Michal said there, another 430,000 people will get a free GP visit card after today's budget. Let's talk now to Kerry-based GP Dr. Gary Stack. Dr. Stack, first of all, what does a free GP visit card entitle you to?
Simple, as it says on the packet, a free visit to the GP. Nothing more. You don't get any extra allowances with it. You don't get any extra access to primary care services. It's an extra visit to the GP.
So a saving of around €50 on average.
Yes.
Yeah. So what now, do you think of this move then to extend it to another nearly 500,000 people?
I suppose after a 14-hour day in surgery and out of hours in South Dock last night, I got this phone call, a message that it certainly I don't think any GPs were expecting. 430,000 divided between 3,000 GPs is almost 150 new extra GP visit cards per patient. We were told during COVID to follow the science. The science of this basically is that anybody with free access, there will be a doubling of visits to GPs per year. So it'll go from 3 to 6. So that's an extra 3 visits per GP. That's 450 visits in the year, or 9 each week. An extra 2.25 hours plus 50% on top of that for paperwork. So that's an extra 3 to 3.5 hours work per week. But there aren't the GPs there to fulfil that.
So it can't be done?
It's going to affect patients who need care. It's going to result in delay in care. It's going to result in delayed investigation and treatment in hospital. I think legacy of this minister will be a legacy of GP waiting lists which didn't exist prior to his entry here. We have seen in the UK that they're trying to reduce the waiting list, GP waiting list, reduce it to 2 weeks. He seems to be going the opposite direction. I said there's no extra entitlement. It's going to put huge pressure on. We can see throughout of ours particularly, we see many patients now cannot get a GP. We see lots of patients who don't have a GP, and that falls into out of hours, putting huge pressure on out of hours and the service we're trying to provide, when really they need a GP for continuing care and follow-up.
So why is there such a shortage of GPs? Are GPs... do they have some responsibility as well for holding out for impossibly achievable contracts?
The contract is 50 years old. Part of that contract was that the contract was to be renewed when it went over, I think, 35% of the population. It is now, as you said, heading for 50% or even over 50%. There has been no renegotiation of the contract. This is not a contract issue. This is really a manpower issue. We also here locally, we have taken on 150 Ukrainian visitors over the past 3 months. That is doubling. We're told this autumn we're going from 1,000 to 2,000 patients, 2,000 Ukrainian visitors in Killarney. There just is not the population of GPs to service the level of care that the government wished to provide.
And in last year's budget, free GP care was announced for children up to the age of 7. Is that happening in practice?
It's still there up to 6, and the plan is to increase it up to 12 step by step. And that was what we presumed would be happening, that was the plan. This seems to have come from left field. Certainly, we've had no inclination, no contact from either the union are from the Irish College of GPs as to an increase in the level of doctor visit cards. And the doctor visit card, as I said, provides very little entitlement other than a free GP visit.
So, I mean, what's your message then to government this morning as they prepare to announce this in a few hours' time?
This to me, is a political sop. There's no medical benefit in doing this. We already have huge waiting lists in secondary care. We don't want to bring those waiting lists into primary care. We want to provide the best care we can. But if they are doubling the visiting rate, which will happen, the science, the studies show that doubling rate the visiting rate will double. That cannot be coped with in general practice, in hours or out of hours.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Killarney-based GP Dr. Gary Stack.